It's 7:21 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now in our studios is Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. Good morning, Sheriff Dunn.
Good morning, Jeff.
I wanted to say outgoing, but I thought, no, I'll save that for next month.
Save it for next month, yeah.
And Sheriff Dunn has announced his retirement, and in the news since we last talked to you, knock me over with a feather, we have an interim sheriff, and it was your chief deputy, Jesse Thomas.
Yeah. So a week ago, this past Tuesday, the county board unanimously approved Jesse Thomas, my chief deputy, to take over the interim role of sheriff for the remaining 13 months of my term. So, and that's what I recommended to the county board and to administration, and I'm very happy that they went with that. I just feel that that makes the most sense. Jesse's been with the sheriff's office for 25 years. He's been my chief deputy for the last seven, and so I think that's going to make it the easiest transition for everybody and keep things moving down the road. And I really feel that I'm leaving at a good time and leaving our agency in a good place, and I have all of the confidence that things are going to continue to go well.
Now, you'll be gone probably a little over a month from now. That position will be an interim one. That is an elected position, as you very well know.
Oh, yes.
Will be open again coming up in about 13 months.
Yeah.
Has he given any indication, Jesse Thomas, on whether he has interest in running again?
Yes. Okay. He told me many years ago that, you know, when I decide to retire, you know, he planned on running. So we've had the conversations of how he can best prepare for that. And he's taken a number of different classes to prepare himself. He's basically been in command when I'm out of town, if I'm on vacation or whatever. So I really think it's going to go well. And the last couple years, he's sat second chair with me doing the budget, so I know that he'll have that down as well. And you know, so now it's just a matter of him getting out and about a little bit more, you know, with the commissioners and with the public, and just getting to meet people. So I know he plans on coming up for the Northfield Fire Open House and doing some show and tell with our water patrol equipment, and then get to meet a few more people that way. So So I'm very happy for Jesse, and I'm happy again that the commissioners went that route, and for our office and all of our staff and the citizens of Rice County, they're in good hands.
I'm glad he's coming up tonight. Once again, the Fire Prevention Week open house is at Northfield Area Fire and Rescue at the firehouse, just on the corner of Highway 3 and 5th Street. So we'll be able to meet him tonight.
It's always a fun event too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been coming to that for many years, and it's always fun, especially when they do that big burn on the bridge, you know, where they put the gas flames up and then the firemen put all their gear on and put it out, and it'll be nice. I mean, you got a great bunch of fire rescue people here. You know, when I show up at some crashes or calls, it's like, man, some of these guys look like they're right out of high school, and it really makes me feel old. And then when I announced it, Chief Ronick, he's like, hey, you're not supposed to beat me to the punch, you know. But Gary's been a lot great to work with, and Tom Nelson and all of the guys there. They're Northfield, in the Northfield area, is very fortunate to have a great fire rescue group there.
All right. You mentioned this would be your last one, and you're kind of in the farewell tour right now.
Yeah.
Your last of everything. Has it been a sentimental journey for you?
It has been. It has been, Jeff. It's I'm excited for, you know, the retirement, the next chapter. But, yeah, when you have to go and say those goodbyes to people that you've been working with for, you know, many years, it makes it a little tough. And as I mentioned earlier, I went out to Nearstrand School, and I've been doing school patrol installation. I taught DARE out there and everything. And so Maggie Kiley, the director out there, she mentioned to the whole school that said, Sheriff Dunn has been coming out here for 30 years. And, you know, you see all the kids look up, and then I'm stopping thinking, I'm like, wow, you know, that's crazy to think about that. So when it was my turn to talk, and I said, I think when I came out here back in 1991 for the first time, I think I had to ride a horse out here. And the kids are just looking. The teacher's about tipped over and like, you're not that old. Come on.
But just to make you feel a little older, their parents were probably in that first class of years back in 1991.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I've had parents come up and say, you know, we're right at a resort here out by Roberts Lake, and this girl comes up and said, hey, kids, this was my dare officer. And these kids are like 12, 13 years old. And then I'm like, Lonsdale Newmarket Vestling. She's like, yes. And I'm like, oh. She's like, you still look the same. I said, shoe polish in the hair goes a long way.
Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn is with us for his monthly talk and monthly chat. And let's get into some business.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that next month. But as you mentioned, we have the open house tonight for fire and rescue. It is Fire Prevention Month. Mm-hmm. Have you seen, and we've had such dry weather this year.
We have.
Things are probably, situations are ripe for some wildfires and such out in the country. Have you seen much of that yet?
You know, we've been pretty lucky. It's been pretty sparse for fires as far as grass fires. But, you know, a concern right now, too, is it's harvest season, and the crops are getting kind of dry. And, you know, if you get a little bit of wind in that dryness, those fields can really take off in a hurry. So let's be careful about, you know, if we're burning, make sure you put your campfires or recreational fires out early. Make sure you get your permits if you're doing a brush pile or something like that. And then, of course, a lot of these fires start when people pitch a cigarette butt out the window and into the ditch, and then next thing you know, it gets into a field. And so let's be careful with that and be considerate of those kind of things. And since we're kind of talking about traffic, Jeff, we with the harvest season, you know, we're seeing the combines and all of the equipment, the semis hauling the grain to market, and we just want to remind everybody, we've had a few crashes in southeast Minnesota where people have tangled with farm equipment, and, you know, they're going slow. Make sure that it's safe to pass. Make sure that they're not making a left turn into a field driveway or something like that, because when you tangle with those pieces of equipment, it's usually much larger than your vehicle, or even worse yet, a motorcycle, and that's not a good thing. So, and with taking that corn out, that's kind of chasing the deer out, and they're getting a little more anxious, and we're starting to see the increase in the car deer crashes. So make sure that you be cautious. I tell people, I still talk to, I've got one more driver's ed class that I have to do, and I talk to both parents and the students, and I say, you know, if you see a deer, brake, but keep your car straight, because a lot of times, especially if you're inexperienced, like our new drivers are, you steer and then you overcorrect, or you lose control and then you're off into the other lane, or you're off into the ditch and into the trees. And you're safer if you hit the deer straight on. Take a chance, you know, just hitting the brake, but keep it in your own lane. And if you hit the deer, then, you know, your car can be fixed. But if you start rolling into the toolies, it's usually not a good ending. So
not good at all.
Not good at all.
Let's talk about traffic. We have we've talked about this for this year and last year as well. Mm-hmm. It's been not a good year at all for traffic. Quite a few fatalities and such. What's the latest update on that?
So we're still in the state. We're still on pace to break the record for most fatalities, and I, you know, that just, it's concerning. And you know, we're sitting at three fatalities in Rice County for the year, which compared to last year where we're at 10 at the end of the year, I don't want to ever see us get that high again. And, you know, just last night we had a serious injury crash, and I'm sure I'll get an update this morning, but we airlifted two people from a crash scene, and then two or three others by ground ambulance on Highway 19 just north of Lonsdale. So, again, the reminders to tell people to drive carefully, make sure you buckle up, make sure that you, you know, are not impaired, you're not sleep deprived, all of those things, because these crashes, I feel like a broken record. I'm like an old record that you just keep on playing and it skips and it keeps saying the same thing, but people have to hear it. You have to, these crashes are preventable, and most of these crashes happen because somebody made a poor choice, and you know, it's not easy, and you know, that's one thing I'm unfortunately not going to miss, is having to tell a loved one that, you know, they lost a husband, wife, son or daughter, something like that. That's, it doesn't get any easier 33 years later, you know? So, it goes back to you as drivers. So, you know, make good decisions. And the biggest thing is buckle up, please, because, you might be the best driver in the world, but something jumps out in front of you or another car comes in your lane and it's all over in a hurry.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Sheriff Dunn is with us. Sheriff, I also wanted to talk about the Rice County Jail. And before we get too far from Jesse Thomas, your successor, your interim sheriff, let's talk about where that's at in the process, what your role and what Jesse Thomas's role will be in that.
So that's the nice thing about this. So we put both myself and the chief deputy, the jail administrator and assistant jail administrator on this committee from the beginning. And that way we've got good representation. So it's going to be an easy transition because Jesse's been a part of this from the beginning. And, you know, we'll most likely bring Joe Yetzer on board now. Joe Yetzer's our lieutenant. And I think Jesse will most likely promote him to take the chief deputy role within the sheriff's office. But, so it's going to keep moving forward. We've acquired the land, close on that here next month, I believe, but everything is locked in, looking good on that property on the north side of Faribault and Highway 3, the old drive-in theater, and many good memories there back in the day, and now it's good to see it's going to be the new home for the sheriff's office for the next 40 to 50 years. But, we're in the... They have the construction manager position filled, and so they'll assist us through that. We're hoping to break ground in the spring of next year, so that's our target. And the design stages we're meeting every other week, and it started out with 2 to 3 hour meetings, and now we're meeting 7 to 8 hours every other Wednesday. So we're making really good progress, and hopefully we'll be able to bring something to the full board here sometime next month to show them, you know, preliminary plans and how things are coming along. We have two commissioners on that committee with us as well, along with, you know, we have our IT and our county attorney getting input there, but it's going to be great, you know, to meet all of our needs. That area will give us river access, so instead of us having to necessarily drive to a spot and put our boats in, we'll have the boat stored there, and we can actually access the river from behind that property. It adjoins it, so that'll be great. And then they're working, the county is working with the city of Faribault to how we can best use the remaining use or the remaining property out there, and you know, whether it's parks and, you know, somehow hook up with trails, possibly some residential development as well. Possibly looking at maybe even some solar fields. So a lot of different things going on. And then we also still have a separate committee that's working on how will we use the current LEC in jail so that it, you know, doesn't go dormant. And, you know, I think that there's some really good options out there that we've talked about. And, you know, whether it's a detox facility, a mental health facility, I'm hoping something like that. I think that would be a good use for not only the citizens of Rice County, but the surrounding area.
Yeah, pardon me, the old building is inadequate as far as the jail goes in the 21st century, but it is still a very good building.
Yes.
Yeah, it needs to be used. All right. Troy Dunn is with us, Rice County Sheriff. Sheriff, one last question.
All right.
What's your favorite memory from the old drive-in theater? I'm going to hit you with that one.
Well, just the first, you know, my memories of just meeting friends and watching the movies and being able to sit outside and do that. But I have to tell you, and I never did this myself, but I have to tell you, it was funny to watch when you'd pull up and you'd sit there and then other cars pull up and then the trunk would pop open and like seven people come rolling out of the trunk because they didn't want to pay to get into the drive-in theater. So, and I'm like, what if the trunk lid, you know, Mr. Safety, even me in high school, like, what if the trunk lid got broken? You couldn't open it, you know, and the seats just didn't fold down like they do today.
Oh boy. I can tell you it got dark and scary in there.
That was you, Jeff.
It might have been. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate
Jeff,
it.
And wishing everybody a happy month, and we'll see you next month for one last aloha.
Sounds good. And maybe we'll see you tonight, too, at the Northfield Area Fire Rescue Open House. You're listening to the 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield. News with MNN is next.
AM 1080.